Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Whole city's basking in the performance of one Tarek Skubal, who was dazzling in game two of the ALDS. He joins us this morning. Tarek, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You were in the zone. How do you describe that game on Monday?
It was a ton of fun. I mean, the environment was great. Obviously, to come out with a win is what matters, but it was fun. It was fun being on the mound and doing that was fun, but obviously the Carp swing, I mean, that changes everything there, and that was, I mean, what a swing.
How do you handle the expectations, the pressure, the stress of being a Cy Young candidate, the season that you had? Now you come into the postseason, and everybody wants to know, can he do it postseason? Now you haven't given up a run in the postseason. How do you handle the expectations to prepare for the next time you're on the mound?
Yeah, I mean, I think expectations, that's a lot of outside noise that, to be honest, doesn't really matter to me. I'm trying to do the same thing every time I pitch, and that's put my team in a position to win. And, I'm at my best when I simplify the game and, you know, just worry about throwing strikes, executing pitches, you know, whatever Raj calls, go out there and execute it. That's when I'm at my best, so that's what I'm doing right now.
You mentioned Rodgers as your catcher. He's caught every game. What's that relationship like, and how does it develop between pitcher and catcher so that you just trust what he's calling?
Yeah, I think, one, it's a lot of the preparation that he puts in and his ability to just read guys, read swings, understand situations in games, all that kind of stuff. So when you see all the stuff that goes on behind the scenes, it's very easy for me to just trust what he's calling. And he calls a really aggressive game, and I like that. You know, we're going right at guys, that's when I'm at my best, and he knows that too. So he does a great job behind the plate.
You mentioned the atmosphere already of pitching in Cleveland. What came over you with the Cleveland crowd egging each other on?
Yeah, I don't really know what that was. Probably shouldn't have done that, but it was just in the moment, whatever. It happened, but I don't really know what that was, but it happened. So,
We saw on social media your mom hit you with a Tarek Daniel because
both
of some
names.
Language. Oh, no, middle name alert. Did you get a message from mom?
Yeah. She texted me after the game, you know, I love you, whatever. But she was saying the same thing. She's like, you can't do that, you know, on the road. And I'm like, I know, mom, I know. I don't know what got into me, but that was really funny.
When we loved it, though.
Yeah, we loved it. When was the last time she went full name on you? Tarek Daniel Scoobal.
I haven't heard her call me by my, you know, Tarek Daniel was when I was in trouble growing up. So I haven't gotten that in a while. Probably since, you know, high school was when the last time I was really in trouble with my mom. So, I think that's really funny.
You seem like you wish you hadn't done it, though, but you kind of felt like you were feeding off it. Didn't it help you? I don't, at least from afar, it looked like that helped you amp up a little bit.
Yeah, I think there's, I guess I wish I would have just kept it within our team, you know, just okay. Within our team and our guys and not really interact with fans just because it's, you know, it becomes a slippery slope in that aspect of what's going on and some bad things can happen, you know. Especially, you know, fans are drunk, whatever happens, you know, I should probably just keep that within our team, you know, going forward. But, you know, it was fun. Obviously, I fed off of it, but. Whatever.
We heard during the broadcast that we knew the special relationship that you have with Matthew Boyd. What was it like facing him in game two? And then we also saw you guys leaving together. What were the what type of conversations do you have with a friend, with an opponent after a game like that?
Yeah, so I mean, obviously, first off, seeing him, pregame, going through our pregame stuff kind of right next to each other, I thought that was really cool. He means a ton to me. The role that he played, you know, for me when I first got to the big leagues was, you know, definitely like a mentor, leader, role for me to help me, you know, get on my feet. And that's something I'll forever be grateful for. I think him and his family are very special people. I think the city of Detroit knows that too, so. To be able to, you know, go at it on the biggest stage, I think was pretty special. But then post game, you know, we were talking about the game and, you know, how much fun it was to go and compete in that environment. And, you know, I thought he looked great too. So, you know, you tell guys that, you know, just we're playing each other, but we're also humans. That was just like genuine conversation. I asked him how his family was doing and when they're going to get to Detroit and stuff like that. And, he's a really good dude. That was a ton of fun.
Talking to Tiger pitcher Tarek Skubal, A.J. Hinch had mentioned Matthew Boyd and how everybody, you know, really respects Boyd. When we talk to A.J., he doesn't like to take too much credit for what's going on with this baseball team. He doesn't want the spotlight. But could you spotlight just what you've seen, not only with the moves, but the leadership and how, you know, the role he's played in getting you guys where you are right now?
Yeah, I think he definitely deserves a ton of credit. You know, the role that he's played, you know, obviously being the manager, but just the impact he's had on our guys, you know, there's no panic from him. And I think that feeds, you know, that trickles down right into our guys to where, you know, we're young, but guys come up and they just play with confidence and play with, emotion, whatever gets them going. And they're just allowed to play freely. And I think that's, you know, a credit to him. And then obviously all the stuff that he's doing with, you know, the bullpen matchups, all that pitching stuff, I think he definitely deserves a ton of credit. I mean, obviously the guy's got to go out there and perform, but, you know, he's doing a ton of research and homework and getting guys in positions for them to go out there and have success. And, it definitely doesn't go unnoticed. I think everyone in the clubhouse, you know, we all trust him and, believe in him and every move that he makes, you know, pinch hitting, all that stuff. Everyone plays, you know, every single day. So everyone's pretty dialed in and we all trust in the process and what he's doing. So, you know, as much as he probably doesn't want the credit, I think he deserves a ton of it.
I know you won't be on the mound today and it would be short rest for you to be on the mound tomorrow. What do you think the experience, the environment will be like at Comerica today?
I'm really excited. You know, I've always heard ever since I got in the big leagues in 2020 and 21 that playoff baseball in Detroit's the best in the big leagues. So, we were able to do that and bring a playoff game back home. So I'm excited to get to the yard and experience that. You know, I wish somehow it lined up that I was, you know, starting one of these games just because that environment would be pretty special to throw in front of. But, I'm excited. I'm excited to get to the yard today.
John brought up short rest, not a consideration right now. Kind of a delicate question. The longer you guys play, how open or comfortable are you pitching on shorter rest deeper in the postseason? Knowing, you know, you want to make sure you pitch your best, but is that a conversation that you have had or are open to?
Yeah, I haven't had any conversations with, you know, with AJ or, you know, Fed or anything like that. I'm open to whenever they want me to throw, I'll throw. You know, I want to win just as bad as anybody, so that'll probably be how that conversation goes. But yeah, I mean, I love playing the game. You know, short rest does kind of diminish, you know, maybe stuff and stuff like that. But you know, I'm ready to go out there and compete, you know, on any given day. But yeah, I haven't had any of those conversations yet.
We saw a fiery Skubal against Tampa Bay, and that one was at home. It was the end of the regular season, but you guys were, you know,
meaningful games
pushing for a playoff spot. And then you obviously had the game, you know, yesterday, and you were feeding off both crowds. Which do you feed off of more, when you're in a hostile environment or when you see the crowd at Comerica going bonkers?
Yeah, I mean, I want to throw at home. I'm always throwing in front of your home fans is a ton of fun. And yeah, I mean, they're different. You know, throwing in front of a hostile environment is fun in its own right, you know. But I think nothing beats throwing at home in front of your own fans. I think the support that they give you, I think you feed off that even more, you know, because they want you to do well. You want to do well, whereas in a hostile environment, they're hoping you fail, but you're trying, you know, you're trying to go out there and have success. But I'd much rather throw in front of our home fans. I think it's a ton of fun. And credit to Cleveland, you know, to our fans too. There's a ton of Tiger fans in Cleveland, so that was obviously fun. You know, there's some Let's Go Tigers chants, and post-game there's a big group of fans, you know, above our dugout. I think that was awesome too. But, yeah, I'd much rather throw in front of our home fans.
I saw you doing some of the media after the game. You were wearing that gritty T-shirt, the one that's got the graph that showed maybe the playoff probability spiking at the very end with the word gritty. It's a word the Lions have used too. How connected is this city? I know Dan Campbell was on with us earlier today. He's talked about, you know, rooting for you guys, just the way that you guys have been able to ignite the city. Do you feel like it's connected right now?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think it started with the Lions, right? I mean, what they did last year was a ton of fun, and you saw the fans kind of, you know, like buy into the Lions and everything that, you know, Dan Campbell's doing over there, and then, you know, trickles down to us, and we're playing, you know, and then the Red Wings kind of, I mean, they made a playoff push, and they won their last game, but they got a little unlucky with another team winning and not getting into the playoffs. So you see what they're doing and the momentum that they have. And then, you know, we're just kind of feeding off that too, you know, with our organization and our team. You know, I think Detroit's a great sports town. And if you provide, you know, winners, they're going to come and support and get loud and create great environments for you to play in. So, yeah, I think it is connected in that aspect. And, you know, every organization right now is trying and doing whatever they can to win. And I think it makes for a fun sports town and fun for fans that are fans of all, you know, sports in Detroit.
I'm curious, because you mentioned Chris Fetter just a minute ago, and there are guys that have pitched in the minor leagues and then they come up to the Tigers and have pitched better. We've had pitchers come in free agency and they pitch better here. I'm curious, I don't even know if you could put your finger on it, but what is it that Chris Fetter and the pitching coaches have been able to do? What's the secret sauce or the relationship between the coaches and the pitching staff to be able to pull so many better performances out of the staff?
Yeah, I'll probably keep the secrets with, you know, Fett and Lund and Juan Nieves, but I will say this, they deserve a ton of credit. The pitching department that we have here is very dialed in on everything. So I think they create a great environment for guys to come in and get better, you know, each and every day. It's pretty simple, the stuff that they're kind of asking of us. And it's just about us going out and doing it. You know, but scouting report stuff, preparation, you know, all the pitch design, whatever you want to do. I mean, mechanics, all that stuff, they're extremely dialed in on all that. So they deserve a ton of credit and what's going on with, you know, with guys that are coming up. But also I think the guys deserve a ton of credit too, you know, mm-hmm. to come up here and pitch in the big leagues for the first time and to have those nerves and not really show them and just go out there and compete and try and execute pitches. I think that's a credit to the players too. But I do think that our pitching department deserves a ton of love just because they're really good at their job.
so it's not voodoo or pixie dust or magic. Tarek, good stuff. We appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
All right. It's Tarek Skubal, Tigers pitcher. Tiger playoff game today. It's 97-1.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I think we can make Tarek Daniel a good thing. Like when he's pitching...
Oh, yeah.
Angry? Tarek Daniel, stop it. Doesn't have to be
grounded in middle school. You're in trouble?
Yeah. No, they're in trouble. Tarek Daniel on the bump, if necessary in game five.
When was the last time your mom used full name?
James Anthony? Oh, man, I would have been...
Wow.
Yeah, like in high school, middle school? I don't know.
It's been a while since I've heard the full name.
We use middle names a lot in our house.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Like, I call Emily Claire all the time. I'm Heather Ann.
Okay.
Colin calls me Heather Annie. I don't know. It just got changed. Yeah. It happens all the time. We use middle names a lot.
So not like you're being yelled at.
No.
No.
Huh. Taking the stigma out of it.
Must be different for boys than for girls.
Oh, yeah. For boys, you're absolutely.
Yeah, that's
when
true.
When your mom wants to yell at you, you're getting a middle name, a full name. Uh-huh. What's your middle name, John?
Ward.
So it'd be John Ward Jansen.
Oh, no,
Jansen.
It'd be
Jonathan Ward Jansen. Jonathan Ward Jansen.
I want you to think about what you just did. Okay, let me think about it a minute, Mom. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe in my mind, it's not as bad as it is in yours.
Tarek Daniel Skubal. He was a bad man on Monday. And if necessary, he'll pitch game five. We've talked about the importance of not having him pitch game five. If the Tigers take care of business today and tomorrow, you can save him for game one. No short rest. None of those games. He gets the tone set, the ALCS.
It would be, unbelievable to have him on the bump at that point.
Is the Ward with an E?
No.
No. Not like Ward Manuel.
Very.
No. It's very Leave It to Beaver-esque, not Ward Manuel-esque.
The look I just got.
The eye roll?
Oh, that's the biggest eye roll I've ever gotten from you.
Yeah, no, it's W-A-R-D.
I think it's time for me to leave. Heather's got news.
Yeah.
Tom, run for cover. Dan Campbell at 9:35. Let's get to Heather's news.
We've been talking about Hurricane Milton all morning. Yeah. Not a lot of changes yet, but I know that it is now starting to impact Florida. Like, the outer edges of the hurricane are there. They're experiencing the wind. The rain is on its way. If you're going to get out, you've almost missed your chance to now because things are picking up. I also just read that like 1 in 4 gas stations in Florida completely out of gas. Like, gas stations are running out of fuel. You're going to get stuck there. Even if you wanted to leave, like you got to do it.
You should have already done it.
Yeah, it's category 4, but just slightly under the category 5 right now. It's going to hit this evening, overnight into tomorrow morning. So tomorrow will be...
It will be interesting.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Authorities are searching for a suspect involved in a deadly double shooting that took place Tuesday morning in Pontiac. Police responded to a 911 call about shots fired, found two victims. Both had been shot multiple times. Officials said a 20-year-old man was pronounced dead at the scene. This took place at an apartment complex. And a 24-year-old man was taken to the hospital where he later died from his injuries. Witnesses told police they saw a person running from the scene, but that person and the motive remains unknown. A Michigan football staffer who was seen on video getting into this verbal altercation with some Washington fans on Saturday night will remain with the program. Chris Bryant is the program's director of high school relations. He was caught on camera, like approaching these fans in the Husky Stadium stands. This was in Seattle, using some profanity in their direction. Obviously, this was during the loss.
It was during the game. Yeah,
over the weekend. And it's unclear what was said to him in the first place that like really got him going.
Matter what but was said.
It did show his response, and yeah.
It could be a lot of people that shout things from the stands. I don't even know why you're paying attention to it.
And especially visiting drunk fans. Don't pay them any mind.
That's what they're saying. The school's saying, you know, it's an unfortunate situation, should never have happened. It's disappointing, but they say they're going to handle the matter internally as a program. This is a wild story, you guys. The remains of a Michigan woman were found by fishermen in the belly of a shark. No joke. 68-year-old Colleen Monfort disappeared on vacation. She was in Indonesia, and she'd been diving with friends when she didn't resurface. This was back on September 26th. 2 weeks later, fishermen spotted a shark that was in distress, killed the shark, and inside its stomach, they found this woman's remains, along with her wetsuit and her bathing suit. And she was still, like, identifiable. Like, they were able to identify fingerprints, like, all, now, the friends that were with her believe that she died from a medical issue during her dive and was not actually attacked by the shark.
Oh, okay.
And they think so based on the timeline, right? That by the time this fisherman got the shark...
She was
because floating. Everything
she would have been
was still
more decomposed. Yeah.
I mean, it's gruesome, right? But
well, at least they have answers.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, some closure, but that's
can you imagine
gruesome?
All of that. Imagine being the fisherman too.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yikes, man.
What is this?
Gosh. Listen to this. A 10-year-old boy was arrested after he drove a stolen car through a crowded school playground in Minneapolis. The playground was packed with kids, adults at the time. Thankfully, no one was mowed down. It's unclear if this kid stole the car himself or if he got it from somebody else, but it sounds like police wouldn't be surprised if he actually did steal this car because he's been arrested twice before for stealing cars. 10 years old, and he's apparently a suspect in more than a dozen other cases.
10 years old, and this is his
10 years old.
The third that they know of?
Yeah, this is his third arrest.
Yeah, for car theft?
Yes. What were you doing at 10?
Not that.
No, not that at all.
Oh, little Jimmy couldn't even see over the steering wheel. Well, he's got a little car now.
Yeah. Qantas Airlines is apologizing after showing a really inappropriate movie on every single screen during a recent flight. This was a flight from Sydney to Tokyo. And according to a statement from the airline, there was a technical issue that meant passengers couldn't change the movie. They couldn't pick the movie, couldn't change it. And so the flight picked one on their own. And they picked one that... shared a lot of nudity and it was a little inappropriate for the entire family. Oh boy. The movie had sexting and all sorts of things like that. So the airline did apologize for the mistake, but those who were on board basically didn't care about the apology. They said this was a disgrace. It was impossible to turn it off. You couldn't even like dim the screen. Like you couldn't stop it from playing.
Your kids were forced to watch porn. Get an education no matter what.
It wasn't porn. It was a rated R movie.
Oh, okay.
Like it wasn't. Can you watch porn on a plane? Like
no,
it's not
available from the airlines.
No,
I wouldn't think so.
So no, it was
but
not
you
porn.
Said like sexually explicit.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, was it Basic Instinct style?
Is it softcore? What was?
Well, I mean, I've never seen the movie, but there was.
What was the name of the movie?
Daddy-O with Dakota Johnson and Sean Penn.
Okay.
It says rated R. It's, on IMDb, it's rated R for language throughout, sexual material, and brief graphic nudity. Ooh. Just okay. really just inappropriate. Yeah. I mean, there's more to it, but I don't know if I can read all of this on air. So,
okay, then. we'll move on. That's Heather with the news.
And what were they doing?
Yikes.
How about this for the next hour of radio? We wrap up. Dan Campbell next. We'll play a game with Carson Anderson. How many players can they name from the Tigers lineup the last time there was a home playoff game? They have Dan Dickerson out of the gate at 10 and Jared Goff at 10:30. Not a bad hour ahead. It's 97.1. Talk about all the sports going on right now. The place to watch them. The best pool in history, Stadium Swim, Circa Resort and Casino, where you can catch the biggest games and a viewing experience that's built for us. It's built for sports fans. 6 pools, 3 different levels. You're relaxing. You got a perfect view of that massive 40-foot tall, high-definition screen. Stadium Swim, America's favorite place to watch football, baseball, playoff action. They got the swim-up bars, the Insta-ready selfie walls, and a nonstop party. Score your perfect game day spot. They've got the cozy day beds, private cabanas. You can lounge at the center of the action and take it all in. Reserve your place today. 365 days of sports poolside, Circa Resort and Casino, downtown Las Vegas on Fremont Street. That Stadium Swim, all sports, all seasons. Book your spot today. CircaLasVegas.com. All fired up today. The city, we're awake. We got a playoff baseball game today.
Mm-mm-mm.
It's our turn now. Been a long 10 years, a lot of losing, a lot of drafts, lotteries, trade deadlines where you're selling. It's changing. It's our time now.
And it's about time. It's been 10 years since we've hosted One in Comerica. It's been 10 years since we've had a whole lot to cheer about. Now, last year, obviously the Lions. This year, now it's the Tigers. We feel like we're on the verge with the Wings.
Sure.
A little work to be done with the Pistons, but hey, rising tide.
Lifts all boats.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah. Block party today. Carson Anderson, we'll check in with them in a little bit. They're out today at the block party, building up to the game.
Right in the middle of the block party?
That's right. They are the party.
Yeah. They're getting the party started.
That's right. They have Jared Goff today at 10:30. He'll be part of the party. He has embraced this, too. I heard some of him yesterday saying that he has enjoyed watching this. The fans deserve this. We heard from AJ last week that they're buddies. It's awesome. I mean, we've seen it with everybody. Dan Dickerson's going to start the show with Carson Anderson. He's been giddy calling these games for about 2 months now. Just like, almost like, pinch me. I can't believe this is happening. But he's there all the way and has been delivering these epic calls every step as the Tigers get closer. We have Carson Anderson?
Yes, you do.
We do. Gator, have you been informed of the game we want to play with you guys?
I have not been informed of the game we want to play with us.
I have to admit, I heard on the drive down here what the game is, and I went back yesterday and looked up the last game, and so I kind of should just abstain from this.
Okay.
I know way more than I should.
Well, you can be the lifeline, the phone a friend for Gator.
Okay. Well, I don't remember all 9.
So, Gator, I have in front of me the Tigers lineup from the last home playoff game at Comerica Park. Can you get all 9 and the pitcher?
Probably not, but I can give you a shot.
Let's go.
Avila catching?
Yep.
Miguel at first?
Nailed it.
Kinsler at second?
Yes, every day Ian led off and played second.
Castellanos?
At?
Is he at third?
He was at third. There you go, batting 7th.
Okay. J.D. Martinez, DH?
J.D. was in left field, which is a hint.
All right, so. Victor Martinez.
Uh-huh. Dan Dickerson's here helping out.
Dan's thinking.
Yeah, you talk about phoning a friend. You got some inside knowledge.
I think there's one. Sorry, I've been trying to set up the Zoom, so I haven't been paying full.
Outfielder's going to be I'm left with 2 outfielders.
You need right field, center field, shortstop, and pitcher.
All right, shortstop. So
I can tell you.
It's not a normal guy, right?
Right. So
it's like Andrew Romine.
It is Andrew Romine. There you go.
All right, pitcher. I mean, you could go with a bunch of different pitchers. So is it Justin Verlander?
No, it's someone synonymous with that 2014 season.
David Price?
Yes.
Good job. Okay. It's David Price.
You need right field and center field.
Okay, so I need
Dan
two
Dickerson's
outfields.
Playing along in the background.
We can hear a little bit. Yeah.
I don't know. Is there a Castro involved?
There's not a Castro. Right okay. Field, most famous for the previous season when he tried to make a big catch and went over the wall in Fenway.
Oh, Torrey Hunter's out there.
Torrey Hunter was batting second and playing right field. The number nine hitter, people loved him. He was a cult hero, fan favorite, could play every position. DKB in center field.
Donnie Kelly, baby.
Donnie Kelly, baby. There it is. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.